www.thefamilydoctor.com.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Well, your health is everything, isn't it? It really comes down to the choices that we make every single day. And the amazing part about our body that I just love to talk about is that it regenerates every single day. And so no matter what you're struggling with right now, no matter what it is, I don't care if it's heart disease or anxiety or depression or whatever it is, realize that if the body can get sick, it can get well. The hope that we have every single day is that the body can change. And that's the powerful piece. Karen in Topeka, Kansas, sends us email, and she said, my husband has been diagnosed with GERD, and is this curable, or is he stuck with it for life? Well, gastroesophageal reflux disease, which, I mean, at the end of the day, reflux, if you want to call it that, is something that many people can overcome, and it can come from a variety of different reasons. It could be that there's not enough stomach acid. It could also mean that there is too much, and there's a way to do that. You go to your physician, and, of course, they give them the diagnosis, depending on the drugs that they gave them, the medications. Now, that can help manage it, but you got to get to the root cause. And many times, with any type of area where the body can't break the foods down very well, for whatever reason, it's smart to get on some of the basics that we teach here, okay? Now, working with maybe a good nutritionist or dietitian that can kind of guide you in staying away from the inflammatory foods and getting into more of the non-inflammatory foods, so you help your body break down the proteins a lot better. You can look into digestive enzymes and hydrochloric acid. There's a lot of natural type supplements that can really help. But apple cider vinegar, it's kind of old school, and it's been around for a long time, that has helped quite a few people with this sort of refluxing type issue. But again, it all comes down to lifestyle. You see these conditions, and you think, okay, what's really going on? What's the root cause of why my body's breaking down? And that's where you'll find the answer. So it's about getting some natural options, but it's really about changing your lifestyle more than anything. The foods that we eat make the greatest impact on our health, because that's the only raw material that our body can take to make good, new, healthy cells. Or give it the wrong stuff, and it can make the wrong kind of cells. Right? So that's kind of the format. But with reflux, it really comes down to the foods that you eat. It's not just about taking a PPI or, you know, taking Prilosec or something like that. Not that they're bad medications by any means, but they're just managing. It's not getting to the root cause. And so you want to look at your habits and see what habits have led up to this point, and then look about, have them coach you into newer habits. That's how your body can change. Kristen, we're going to start with you. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Asa.
Hi there.
I'm calling because I wanted to know what you know about premenstrual dysphoria disorder.
For you?
Yeah, I've been diagnosed several different times with a whole bunch of different mood disorders. And I was put on, you know, like different mood stabilizers and all these things. And it made me gain like 30 pounds. And then my memory was so affected, I had to get off of them.
Mm-hmm.
And this was after my son was born. So I was breastfeeding him and stuff like that. And, you know, we tried stuff that wouldn't affect the milk. And anyway, it ended up, I started noticing when I tried getting pregnant with him after I got off my birth control pills, how bad my, like, I could track my cycle into my moods, you know, and how they would get extreme and whatnot. And now, after being on all those medications and getting off of them, the mood stabilizers, now when I just take birth control, I'm fine. Like, I don't have the ups and downs like I used to and everything.
Keeps you steady.
And, I'm sorry?
Keeps you steady, right?
Yeah. I like no crazy bipolar symptoms or anything like that. And I've tried to talk to my gynecologist and, you know, psychologist, whatever, and I'm like, listen, this is what I think I have, and they never explain it to me. I'm like, why does, you know, specifically Yaz, the only birth control, treat this? Why? How does that work? I don't understand.
Well, because the birth controls manipulate progesterone and estrogen as well. So your body could be imbalanced. I mean, did you have a full check on all the different estrogens and the hormones before you started taking that? Or did they just give you the medication, the birth control, and just say, well, let's try this?
I was really symptomatic when they put me on the mood stabilizers and stuff, like, you know, suicidal, all those kind of things. So they, you know, it was really necessary for me to be on it at that time.
Right.
But once the benefits of taking that medication was not as beneficial as getting off of them, then I took myself off of them and got on the birth control, and I was fine. But before I got on the birth control, I said, would you please test my hormone levels? Would you check this somehow? And they were like, everything checked out fine. That's all they told me. I was like, you know, well, what test did you do? And they're like, everything's fine.
Yeah, I would ask for a copy of all those tests to have. So it's always good when you have blood tests done or any testing done to get copies of it, and don't just take your doctor's word for it. Not that they're telling you something wrong, but it's good to have your own data to keep in maybe a little notebook so you can go back and look at your numbers and seeing exactly what's going on. Because, and it's good for you to understand, though, whether you do your own self-research or whatever, because you want to understand, like right now, why you're calling me and you're saying, well, why is that? And why, you know, I guess you're also kind of asking me, do you have to be on birth control the rest of your life to be normal? Is that kind of really what you're getting to?
Yeah. Like, I mean, the only time I've ever felt, like, completely normal and level was when I was pregnant with my son. I was, like, just, it was wonderful. Like, I'm one of those weird people who loves being pregnant because I was so normal and level, and I didn't have mood swings, and I was like, you know, that's how I felt. I tell people all the time, I loved it. And what concerns me is if I ever want to get pregnant again, getting off of it, it was so bad. The mood swings were terrible.
So what it looks like is that, see, when progesterone goes up, testosterone goes up. Question, okay, when you were pregnant, were you more... did you have more of a sex drive?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, when progesterone is up, testosterone goes up in a woman typically. Estrogen goes down. That's the typical cycle. And then normally when you're not pregnant, estrogen's up, testosterone and progesterone tends to be down a little bit. And, of course, that fluctuates with your cycle. That's why I think it'd be smart to go back and get your blood test numbers now while you're on the Yaz to see what your normal is, and then that way you can go more of a natural route eventually to find out what number range is good for you that produces the kind of hormone to keep your progesterone and testosterone at a level that you feel normal. Because it really does come down to hormones, and that's what you're playing around with. So get the numbers. That's going to be your gauge. Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT. EAT to 71700 at 71700 and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 28th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $16.5910. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,700.44, $8.5022 for a half ounce, or $4.2511 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,700.44, $8.5022, and $4.2511.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
1-888-283-7272 or the phone line. They said state obesity rates are on the rise. And when you look at this and they do all these different comparisons, they said despite a steady drumbeat of warnings that obesity causes serious health problems and increases the risk of premature death, it's become a problem in every state, the CDC says in a new report. What's more, obesity prevalence was 30% or higher in 12 states in 2010 compared to 9 states in 2009. In 2000, no states had obesity rates that high. Alabama, Arkansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and West Virginia all had obesity rates of 30% or higher in 2010. Well, obesity rates vary by region, led by the South, of course. Come on, folks in the South. By 29%, followed by the Midwest, then the Northeast, and the West. So Mississippi had the nation's highest obesity prevalence at 34%, and Colorado at 21%. All you folks out in Colorado, one of my favorite places there, out in Denver, supposedly the skinniest state in the country. According to the CDC, no state reported less than 20% of adults who were obese in 2010. That means not a single state met the national Healthy People 2010 goal to lower obesity prevalence to 15% by the end of the past decade. The percentages are based on the most recent behavioral risk factor surveillance system that they set aside over 400,000 adults that they studied in this. By taking such steps, they said that now there's a new division in the CDC of nutrition, physical activity, and obesity. So they're creating a whole new division because this has become an epidemic, they're saying. The CDC says that obesity has increased dramatically in the past 20 years, and the medical cost of obesity reached $147 billion in 2008. Pretty incredible, isn't it? So what are we doing to take it on? I mean, obviously there's a diet book in every corner. You go into the bookstore and it's nothing but how to cook better and eat better, right? But where's the motivation to change? Because if you look around and people are overweight and obese because they are not willing to change their habits, it comes down to habits more than anything, lifestyle choices. And until we're ready to change that, nothing is going to change. Until you're ready to change your mind, nothing will change. So that's the challenge. The challenge is, do you want to get well? Are you willing to do what it takes? Is it worth it? Is it worth it for your family? Is it worth it for your friends, your kids, your coworkers? Is it worth it? Is it worth it to get into your 50s and live a healthy life and not get cancer and diabetes and heart disease? Well, you say, well, it's genetic. Well, yeah, genetics play a role, but what are you going to do to work with those genetics? Are you going to do something different than your parents did? Are you going to live differently? Are you going to eat differently? Are you going to exercise more? Are you going to cut down your stress levels? And what's it going to take to get your life where it needs to be? And that's really the challenge. Because life doesn't have to be difficult. And it doesn't have to be full of sickness and disease. But you really can go to the next level with your health. But no one else will do that for you. Only you can take responsibility for your health and for your life. And I mean, I get real fired up about this because I think obesity is just one of the biggest. I find it to be, and I don't mean this in a mean way, but I find it to be with a root of, I know there's ignorance to it, but there's a lack of respect for your own body that was given to you as a gift for free. And it goes back to the old adage that we only really take care of the things that we work hard for. You work hard for a car, you take care of it. You work hard for your house, you take care of it. Our bodies are given to us for free, yet we don't take care of it. We smoke, we drink, we eat, whatever. And it just falls apart. And for many people, it falls apart early, when really it doesn't need to fall apart at all. We have to have a new mindset and go to a new place and a new level with our health and with our life. And it starts with what we put inside of our body. Because if our health is our greatest wealth and what we eat every single day, it matters. And people want to throw it on genetics, and genetics do play a role. Don't get me wrong. But you have to work with those genetics and you have to make better decisions. And I've seen people lose massive amounts of weight and get back where they need to be. All because they made a decision that they wanted to get well. And that really is what it comes down to. It comes down to, do you want to get well? It comes down to, are you willing to make changes? Knowing that, I mean, at the end of the day, no one else is going to do this. You have to. And you make these changes, and you'll see the fruit of it in your life. Perry in Louisville, Kentucky, says, I hear you talk about the benefits of green tea all the time on your show. I see green tea everywhere in supermarkets and gas stations. Are they all the same? Well, no, they're not. I mean, obviously, the ones in the bottle that have sodium benzoate and a lot of the preservatives and high fructose corn syrup, they have maybe like just a little bit of green tea. It's always better to get green tea leaves. I'm drinking green tea right now while we're sitting here doing the show. I drink it constantly. It's full of antioxidants. You want to get the brewed green tea. Organic is best, if possible. Don't worry about the caffeine. It has polyphenols. It has ECCGs, which are antioxidants, which are incredible for avoiding cancer, incredible for stimulating healthy skin cells so you look younger, dropping cortisol, decreasing body fat. The list goes on and on for the benefits of green tea. The only time you need to be concerned about green tea is if you have any form of autoimmune disease, because it can make that worse depending on which aspect of it is there. So always go with the brewed green tea over the bottled. It has all the sweeteners in it. We'll be right back. Folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
About someone you know, your friends, your family members, your coworkers, your loved ones. You want to get some information to them about their health so they can go to the next level, then let's talk about it. Maybe it's not just about you, it's about other people, and that's good too. Nothing better than giving them information to empower them and to take them to the next level in their health and in their life. Kathy, you're next with us on the show. How can I help?
I think you can help a lot.
How can I help?
Went to the doctor and got a bunch of labs drawn because I recently got disability and I've worked my whole life and I'm like major bored. I can't do a lot, but I'm bored.
Yeah,
and so I went and I lay on the couch and think I really need to go up and do this, but I don't feel like doing it. And I've always been up at 4, go to bed at 8 at night, every night for 12 years. And I thought, okay, there's something else wrong. So I went and the only thing wrong was my vitamin D was low. And she just said, start taking supplements, what I have, but I don't know how much to take and how long I should take it, or should I take it for the rest of my life?
Well, here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
When you're coming and you're dealing with vitamin D, it's always good to, you know, work with your doctor and all that. Because the value, and the reason I say that is because you want to check your vitamin D levels probably by blood test about every 4 months or so. And the typical, if you're low, like let's say it's 30, something like that, the typical average of what most doctors will give is now they're giving the 50,000 IU a week pill. So it's a one, you know, it's a one pill, 50 IUs a week. And typically that'll bring it up a little bit, but it's not going to get it up in the range between about 70 and 90. And that's where you really want to be. So again, there's different doctors have different opinions on dosages and all that. But it's all about getting your blood test done because some people absorb vitamin D3 much better than others. So for one person, they could take 3,000 units a day and get their numbers up. For other people, it would just do nothing. They would need to take 10,000 a day. So you have to kind of find what that is, and you'll only be able to do that really with blood work and that sort of thing. And, you know, vitamin D plays a big, big role in our hormones. So keeping hormone levels where they need to be, energy levels where they need to be. So that's what I would do. I mean, I would definitely meet up with your, get the blood test done, and then, but stay on top of that. Even if you want to go back, I think 8 weeks is a little bit too soon, but usually if you go back within maybe 3 months to 4 months, you'll be able to get a good range about how the values are. And just so you know, it's really hard to get toxic on vitamin D, even though it's fat soluble, and they always say be careful with it. I mean, your numbers have to be just at like 200 something to 300 something, the last study that I read, to really become toxic where it's going to really hurt you. So it takes a lot. I mean, for people's absorbability of vitamin D, it takes a lot to get it up there. So just a little tidbit. But vitamin D, as you know, is critical and it's important. Energy levels, it's going to play a big role too. So are you eating much in the way of fish and omega-3 fats? Like, are you kind of following
that? I'm allergic to shellfish.
You're allergic to shellfish?
I stay away from it all except for tuna.
Okay, but you could have, like, could you have a piece of salmon?
I don't know. I've never tried it.
Yeah. I would look in my book, which sounds like you're going to get a copy. So in there, you'll see a whole list of foods that are good to eat and foods that you should stay away from. And you might want to look at all the different types of fish that are listed in there because there's a lot. And that'll give you a good range of really what can be, you know, what to look at when you're going to pick out your foods and that sort of thing. And they're non-inflammatory foods. But the critical piece is making sure you get plenty of omega-3 fatty acids. Like when you take cod liver oil, the cod liver oil has plenty of vitamin D in it. It has tons of vitamin A as well, which all can be very helpful. So just a couple things to think about. But keep me posted on how things go with that. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can go online, shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. Let's go to Chelsea. Hi, Chelsea.
Hi, dear. How are you?
I am living well.
Well, good. I actually had never listened to your show before, because tonight was the first time that I had heard it.
Oh, welcome.
And I was just really curious. I am pregnant right now, and I mean, honestly,
congratulations.
Everyone has something. Do what?
Say congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. Everyone you talk to has something different to say about what's okay and what's not okay. And my, you know, I've got a couple different doctors. One tends to be more natural. One tends to be extremely by the, you know, medical side of things, Western medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just really curious. My biggest issue has just been I've struggled with prenatal or with, you know, maternity constipation. And just trying to figure out what to do here. I've gotten on a probiotic. You know, I've been told to try chia seeds. You know, the doctors say go with Metamucil, et cetera. I haven't done any of those things. I, you know, just don't really know what avenue is best. But I, even before I was pregnant, was never a regular goer. If even daily, I would maybe every couple days. And the only thing that seems to make me go is caffeine. And I have tried to stay off of it, as you know, I mean, for my whole first trimester and until as of maybe about 2 weeks ago, but I finally just got to the point where I need to go to the bathroom. I mean, there's toxins building up inside my stomach, and I don't want the baby to be harmed by any of that. And so I'm just really curious if you have any input for me.
Yeah, I've got a couple of thoughts. One is constipation that happens like that usually has a pretty strong mental component to it. And you said it's been going on for quite some time in your life, right?
Yes.
Have you always been under maybe stress of any kind? Have you gone through tough relationships or anything like that?
No, not really. I mean, I actually tend to be pretty carefree. I mean, not really stressed out. It takes a lot to stress me out.
It does? Okay. What about your thyroid? All that checked out okay?
Yeah, I mean, I've had it, you know, that done before, and there didn't seem to be any problems.
Yeah, okay. That's good. Are you a big exerciser?
Yeah, I always have been. I have definitely lacked since I got pregnant. I'm exhausted, but always previously, yes. I mean, I've run marathons and all kinds of things in the past. So.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'll tell you a little trick of the trade. If all that kind of checks out okay, there's different avenues. They're red beets. It's the right, a regular beet. Are really, really good. And I'm not a big fan of the canned beets because of the BPAs that are in canned goods a lot of times. But a regular beet that you get from the supermarket and you go and you steam it or you boil it for about 15 minutes and then cut it over a salad, that steamed beet has components in the beet juice that will stimulate the bowels and the small intestine to begin to contract and move and become more motile by the next day. And so it seems like kind of a hassle, but the success rate of using these red beets are just phenomenal with people that have a hard time going, and especially on a regular basis. And when being pregnant, you want to do everything, obviously, as whole food-based as you can and not have to take a bunch of chemicals or any type of medications if you don't have to. So that's just a little nutritional trick that's been used for many years and can be helpful when you're dealing with constipation. And also using digestive enzymes with your meals is always a big piece. And I guess you're doing your prenatals and all that, I assume?
I am.
Yeah, and you're really going. Are you doing fish oil?
I am, yep.
What about vitamin D?
I haven't done vitamin D.
Yeah, talk to your OB about it. Next time you go in for a visit, they should be okay with it. I'm real, real, real careful when someone's pregnant. Yeah, you just have to be. I can tell you that I've seen personally really good success rates with that, and it's just good to keep your immune system strong and all. But the dosages and all that don't need to guide you on that. But it's really, as far as constipation goes, making sure everything's right in the body and eating the right kind of foods. Are you doing fermented foods at all? Like fermented vegetables or kefir or any type of goat's milk yogurt. Have you been doing that?
Familiar with all of that.
Say again?
I'm not really familiar with that avenue. I don't know if I've ever done anything like that.
Okay. Well, just to add to the beats a little bit, remember, food can be our best medicine many times. And I talk a lot about this in my book. My book's called Empowering Your Health. And the fermented foods, like kimchi, which is fermented vegetables or cabbage, if you will, and then also the fermented foods like the dairy products, yogurt, plain, and goat's milk is the best version of it, all right, because you get high levels of calcium you can really absorb, and it's easy for the body to break down, much easier than cow's milk, dairy. But yogurt contains so many probiotics, which really help the good bacteria in your digestive tract to go to the next level and to begin to help with constipation. So bowel movements become very healthy. And if there's any type of yeast or fungal related issues going on in the digestive tract, then these natural foods that you're eating on a regular basis are going to create a good environment for healthy bowel movements. And that's what you want. So just a couple of things to think about. You don't need to cleanse and you don't need to do enemas and all that sort of thing, which a lot of people think, because it gets frustrating. If you're going every other day, you're like, gosh, something's got to, I need something to start cleaning me out. But it really just comes down to shifting your habits just a little bit so you can figure out exactly what to do. So anyway, thanks for being a new listener to the show. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Thank you.
888-283-7272. And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Big toe hurts, your little toe hurts. Doesn't matter what it is. Know this, if the body can get sick many times, it can get well. So just realize that it can change, but you have to be willing to change. You have to want to change. You have to want to go to the next level with your health in your life, but no one else can do it for you. Only you can take responsibility for your health and your life. Helen, we're going to you next. How can I help?
Well, I hope you can. I have, first of all, I'm a Parkinson's patient.
Okay.
For 12 years. I'm taking Stalevo 500 for about 10 years. And that's not my problem tonight, though. I've been for a colonoscopy one day last week, and they called me today saying that I need to go back in for more testing to have it go to the imaging center and get a pill and take it, and then I'll go back in the ninth and have x-rays. And I'm unfamiliar with this. I can't imagine why. What do you think the problem is?
Well, it just depends. I mean, what are your doctors saying? They want to do the testing, and they're wanting to see exactly what is going on next, right?
Yes. I have ulcers and a hiatal hernia. And now trouble is constipation.
Yeah, sure.
What the imaging center says. And my doctor didn't call me. I didn't know. I'm still up in the air about what's going on. I'm going to call him tomorrow and see if they can explain it to me.
Well, I would just do that. I mean, I would just call them and let them, because it depends on what the test results say and that sort of thing. So I wouldn't let it worry you. But more than anything, right now at this point, it's about coming up with a new game plan and coming up with a plan of action for the next step. And so you really, that's what it comes down to, is when the colon is irritated at any level, getting the testing done, I think personally, is one of the best things you can do. But don't let it scare you. And I know when we get tests done, it's scary to have test results and that sort of thing. So just know that the doctors, I would pursue a phone call tomorrow and make sure that everything's okay. Make sure that, you know, if you don't understand something, that either get the nurse to explain it to you or the doctor. Either way, but just as long as somebody explains it to you so you can understand. But just know that moving forward, you can't live like you've been living before. You have to come up with a new option and a new game plan and a new set of lifestyle choices, from the way you eat to the way you take care of yourself to forms of exercise. To have something going on like this and then have no action plan moving forward is not really a good thing, because we can't do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result. We can't live a certain way and then expect a different result. So that's kind of the key with it, okay? But I would get the information. If you want, once you get the information, if you want to call me back here on the show and give me some of the details, I'll be glad to give you my thoughts on it, okay? But the biggest thing in the meantime, don't worry, but more than anything, come up with your new way of taking care of yourself, from eating and that sort of thing. If you need help, of course, there's my book, Empowering Your Health. That can be a big help for all of that, all right? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Let's go now to David. Hi, David.
Hi, how are you?
I'm living well. What's going on? How can I help?
Well, I mean, it's kind of a basic question. I was wondering about vitamins. I take a men's one a day, and then I've been taking a vitamin for hair growth. Is there too many, you know, is there a certain vitamin that I should be watching out that I can exceed having too much of? I was just, you know.
You just want to make sure you're not taking, like, overdosing of vitamins kind of deal?
Exactly. You know, I've had a couple. It could be something completely unrelated, but I've had, like, an eyelid twitch ever since I started taking both at the same time.
You drink a lot of coffee?
Yes. No coffee at all.
You don't drink coffee? Okay.
No.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, sometimes if you take, like, a multivitamin and you're you're getting a little bit too much potassium or some of the minerals get off a little bit in the body, it can cause some twitching and all. It's not that big of a deal. But the one-a-days, you always want to make sure, here's kind of my rule of thumb. You want to make sure that you're taking whole food-based vitamins, all in a vegetable capsule, making sure that you're getting enough of obviously non-synthetic vitamins so your body can utilize them. For example, if your body, if you take in a synthetic vitamin, multivitamin or whatever it is, your body typically can only digest and absorb maybe 15% of it, tops. And if you get a whole food-based vitamin, it's going to be able to absorb maybe 80 or 90%, which is what you want. Because, for example, in a multivitamin, you're trying to get a little bit of everything that you need, right? And if you're only able to take in a little bit of that and you're going to really pretty much throw the rest of it to waste, then you're not getting the full benefit. The foundational four are the things that I recommend. I talk about them in my book, and it's kind of been the staple for what I teach. So in addition to a good diet, because, again, our diet is everything, in addition to a healthy diet, the foundational four are these. A good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes to give you a little bit of everything that you need, a good fish oil like cod liver oil, which I'm a big fan of, and then also probiotics, which put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. Probiotics are huge and extremely important. So just a couple things to think about as far as having a good overall regimen of the things that you need. And that will really take you to the next level in your health. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. Remember, this is the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. No one else can do it for you. You have to take responsibility for your health and your life. But in the middle of that, you'll find the victory, and you'll find the energy, and you'll find the vitality that you've been looking for, and you'll be an influence to your family, your kids, and all those around you.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.